Thursday night, and slightly abbreviated staff here tonight. We've got me being Jake, and Riff. Xenophobe is sleeping after probably some sort of 40-hour World of Warcraft marathon, I would imagine.
So something like that.
But yeah, me and Riff will do our best to entertain and inform you for the next 2 hours.
Amuse and enlighten.
It's late here, son of a bitch, and 10 to midnight show because of the stupid daylight savings time crap.
Yeah, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah, by you people we mean everyone who doesn't live in Arizona or parts of Indianapolis.
That's right.
Actually, you can't even say Arizona because the Indian reservations don't do it. LOTE says, hey, ooh, I always thought the over-the-barrel thing was just a sodomy reference. Well, to you, everything is a sodomy reference, LOTE.
Yep. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
That's true. And sometimes a cigar is just up your ass. Belligerent One says, worth your weight in salt comes from the Roman slave trade, where a prime slave was literally traded for their weight in salt. I don't think it's worth your weight in salt, though.
I've never heard that expression used. There's like... worth your weight in gold.
Yeah. Which makes sense. Worth your weight in butter makes sense, too, because they also used to trade slaves for delicious butter.
Worth your weight in slaves?
Yeah. William of Kim says, thank you for raising political awareness. Very necessary for a democracy or republic. I don't know what we were doing that raised political awareness.
Yeah, no clue. I'm a little frightened by the thought.
Maybe we were talking about the anti-smoking bills.
Maybe.
Did I go off on that on Monday? It's been a while since Monday.
It has. Several days.
Wow. I might even go so far as to say three.
Yeah.
Three entire days.
Of which I think I've slept one of those evenings.
Oh, yeah?
So far.
What have you been doing instead of sleeping?
Just nothing important. It's been like Warcraft or miscellaneous video games. Just I've back to that point in sleep schedules where I just somehow don't get around to sleeping very often. And get a little weird.
Mine got screwed up because I got real drunk on Tuesday night, and then I spent the entirety of yesterday hungover. I got up at like 3 p.m. I think I got up today at like 1:30, and then I worked all day. I actually got a significant amount of work done today. I think, and so did you.
Yeah.
We got all of the Spooky Raven expansion.
Several things done today. I had a good work ethic today because that is around. Let's see, I guess it was around 8 a.m. that I finally got off World of Warcraft and was like, all right, time to do some work. And there are those three stat-related things in the Spindler that needed descriptions. And I was like, all right, I'll come up with what these are. And I wrote descriptions for them and wrote a effect text for them. And then I was like, I just got something done and that's probably not enough that I can go back to playing World of Warcraft and not feel guilty. So I'll have to find something else to do.
Yeah.
And
I'm
proud.
Did you have any luck? I say it wasn't until a few hours after that I got up and actually started giving you things to do. So that
yeah. I don't remember what the other thing I did was in the meantime.
So, yeah. Hit level 40 last night on the guy that I've been playing with these guys. Got my mount.
Awesome.
That's exciting.
We're ready. We're almost ready for Scarlet Brotherhood. Scarlet Monastery.
Scarlet Monastery, yeah. Got to get to... Hot Stuff's been sick. Got to get him out of bed so that he can A, work, and B, play World of Warcraft with us.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm not sure which one of those things is more important.
I hit level 45 and topped off my alchemy to 300 last night.
All right. Today we got the entirety of the Spooky Raven Manor expansion pack put in. There's still a lot of things that decisions need to be made about, but the dev team has gotten their hands on it.
Is all of it in? Because I noticed that you didn't tell them about one particular thing that we did today.
I thought I did.
You didn't in the forum post mention that guy that hates you.
Didn't I?
I did. I think so.
It's in there. I updated the forum post right before I came here with all the contents of that particular adventure.
Okay.
Vagueness.
Yeah.
Death by Pie says, I just like you guys to know that when my friend tuned into the last show, the first words he heard were, bastard homosexual. Well, we do try to begin every show by just shouting, bastard homosexual. Because usually it's, you know, either talking to...
Nope,
Grock the Matter
you don't something. Actually mention that in... You mention the certain thing that says this will be used for a puzzle in the bathroom later, but you never actually discuss the puzzle.
Okay, I must have written it and hit preview instead of submit, and then probably closed the goddamn browser window. That really makes me angry. All right. Fred Levi says, I guess 4chan did make that clan. I'm seeing a lot of its memes asking you questions, like Epic Fail Guy and Diamond is the Hardest Metal. That bothers me because I don't like it when people say things that are actually internet memes and I don't know about them, so I respond to them as though they're just words that people are saying, because then it makes me look dumb, like I've lost the saddle that I used to use to ride the Zeitgeist.
I don't think it's not fair to yourself to feel that way about 4chan, because they come up with so many ridiculous memes.
I did see the list of 4chan memes was it
yeah,
just this
I read
sort
that
of
the other day.
Voluminous tome of nonsense.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that was my favorite magic item in the original Dungeon Master's Guide. The voluminous tome of nonsense.
Did you ever see there was a I think it was one of the April Fool's articles in Dragon Magazine, it was new items, and one of them was the Robe of Useless Items. And reaching into the various pockets, you got just these stupid things. And the only one... No, there's two of them that I actually remember what they were. One of them was a half a bucket of orcish beer, and the other one was 50 feet of rope in 3-inch lengths.
Mm. But, I mean, you could pull off the wizard from the Dungeons & Dragons cartoon thing where the useless item you got was exactly what you needed. Like, the thing that only eats paladins and 3-inch lengths of rope is attacking you, and so, you know, you're able to save your paladin buddy
by
producing
that
rope, yeah. Oh, Max Van says, shouldn't you be able to lick candy canes down to a sharp point and use them as weapons? They hurt when you do that and poke someone. I think the fruitcake should also be usable like a brick, as well as being edible. After all, it is basically a brick. Fruitcake is good, and I don't care what anybody says.
Fruitcake's okay as long as it's the kind of fruitcake that doesn't have nuts.
Yeah, that's exactly...
If it's not a fruit and nut cake.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say, actually. Yeah. When fruitcake has nuts in it, it ceases to be a fruitcake and starts to be an ass cake.
Yeah. And that thing with the candy canes, that strikes me as being, like, the most festive shiv in the world.
It is indeed a...
Prison elves, yeah. how they deal with
celebration
each other.
Celebration of Shank.
Yeah.
I remember cutting my tongue on a candy cane when I was a kid.
Whoa.
But not because it got pointy, but because there was like a big long bubble in it that as I sucked on it, it wore down to like this sort of razor sharp indentation in the candy cane.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then I was always terrified of candy canes after that. So, I mean, not so much terrified of it, but I just chew them up. Like, I never suck on candy canes anymore. I don't really suck on anything because it's just kind of gross. I don't like to put something in my mouth and then take it out and put it back in, ever.
So even though you know that was your spit...
Yeah, once it cools off in the air, it's like, ah, man, if air touched it, so did some other stuff I don't want in my mouth. Which I don't know what. But, yeah. Ferdowun says, considering that a package holding one type of item costs 50 meat, one holding two types costs 100 meat, and one holding three costs 200 meat, it's cheaper to send using the other two. Why? More stamps? Well, if you look at the rest of the items, that trend definitely continues.
Yeah.
It's kind of an accident that the 50 meat box is actually less than double, or less than half there, rather, more than less than half the cost of the two. Because those used to be free until we found out that people were writing scripts to send tens of thousands of them to each other, and it was choking our item tracking tools and being big jerks, and everybody got mad because we took them away.
Yep.
No, but I wanted all those gift packages with one meat in them. Eh. Which
the more expensive boxes are way more interesting, anyway.
Yeah, they are. That's the thing.
I always feel bad because people send me stuff in, like, cryptic puzzle boxes, and the best I can do in return is an exactly three.
Because you haven't ascended very many times.
Yeah.
Vicky says, I think we need a drunken rat familiar. I don't care what it does, I'd still use it. Occasionally. I guess this isn't really a question. Putineska says, can you make critical hits become elemental when hitting physically resistant monsters, or change the text to say that you hit them really hard but it doesn't hurt? Because at the moment I have various critical text messages that don't make sense, e.g., that must have hurt, maybe make criticals do just a little bonus elemental damage. I don't think that's the solution to that.
It sounds like it would be better if we just track criticals better. Or
if we just wrote...
Speak.
What we keep talking about is writing a different set of hit messages that are specific to physically resistant monsters.
Yeah.
You know? Like, because they wouldn't even need to... You know, you don't fight a lot of physically resistant monsters, so you wouldn't really need to... I'd say that if we wrote 10 generic, you know, your weapon passes right through it.
Yeah.
Seeming to not do any damage. That'd be fine, that we wouldn't need to write every weapon against physically resistant monsters.
Just give all the physically resistant monsters a body part of ghostly or something, and then every weapon could have a ghostly hit message.
Yeah. That was a solution that I thought of. It would need to, I mean, I don't think that it would be reasonable, or I don't think that it would be worth it to write specific ones for every weapon, though.
Well, no, not for every weapon, but every
category. Just a bunch of generic. Yeah. I need to look at that report, because there's that report that tells us which weapons don't have enough attack texts, which is not particularly informative because of the way the totals work, but there might be some new stuff that we haven't written stuff for, because I kind of forget about that. Oh, Multi of Bob says, how about a notification when we lose a stat point or level while eating chorizo, for example? Like the notifications when we gain points. No. Yeah. Glebe says, you should be able to combine the Disco Bandit D-level attacks when playing as a Disco Bandit, a la the Turtle Tamer Butts. Yeah, that's actually, that was an idea that somebody had. Having them be sort of different dance moves that if you chain them together, you get special effects out of combat. Which, that would actually make those worth perming and make them kind of useful. Like, imagine that doing, say, the first dance, or like an eye poke, the first dance, the second dance, and then the face stab would give you, like, plus 10% item drops for that combat or something. You know, just kind of random. You'd get random bonuses for chaining the dances together in specific patterns.
Yeah.
Not even random, but, like, you know, they wouldn't be random. They'd be bonuses that we selected.
Right.
I mean, that would be a way to make those skills more interesting. I forget whose idea that was initially. Probably Marshall. That's the kind of thing that he tends to post in the dev forum. Tom93 says, wow, this holiday is awesome. Also, you're not wrong about the Daffy Taffy jokes not being funny. I mean, seriously. I don't know. I think the ones that it generates... I think that the jokes that are... I mean, to me, the funniest actual Laffy Taffy jokes are the ones that just don't make any sense. Like the, you know... Oh, you know what we forgot to put in the what's a Dutch kangaroo's favorite sport? Hopscotch? I'm putting this in there soon. But, And what kind of garden has the most vegetables in it? Flash garden. Like, those are interesting and funny, and I wish that all Laffy Taffy jokes were like that. It's, so we sort of, you know...
It's mainly interesting from that weird Zen sort of standpoint.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Scully's favorite randomly generated one was what? What do you get when you cross...
Oh, what do you get when you cross a skunk and a hobo? The Pope.
Yeah. And I think mine was, what did the Republican say to the hamburger? No thanks, I'm stuffed. Which I just like. Because it's less of a joke than just a really short, really pointless story about a Republican who wasn't hungry. One Ton Tomato says, Ascension new. Wow. Like a placeholder question that he meant to write in the rest of the letter. Let's see. Conjoined Multi says, thanks for reading my stuff last time, but you mispronounced my name. It's Multi in honor of the conjoined zombie. Okay. Anakaju says, a blintz is a thin burrito-looking pocket of soft crust with cheese, potato, or fruit filling. It's a sort of crepe. What is it with Jews knowing what blintzes are?
What?
No, I mean, my Jewish friend, my freshman year of college, he was like, hey, we should get a blintz. I'm like, what the fuck is a blintz? And he's like, you don't know what a blintz is? And I went through this whole thing, like, explaining to me what a blintz is. Like, you know, I think that was, like, just a couple years ago, too. I think it was when he and I went to New York.
Is this our new, like, litmus test for whether someone is Jewish or not?
Yeah. Do you know what a blintz is or not? I mean, I guess, you know, I know what a blintz is now. But maybe, like, if you're 20 and you know what a blintz is, it means you're Jewish.
Hmm.
Or maybe it's something that they only serve at Chinese restaurants on Christmas. Because that's apparently a tradition, that the Jews go to Chinese restaurants and the movies on Christmas. Because theaters and Chinese restaurants are always open on Christmas.
Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Fa-ra-ra-ra. Fa-ra-ra-ra, indeed. Hava Nagira. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, when and where can we see the documentary of you guys? Well, you know, it's going to be a while. It is for Elementary Penguin a class project to do like a 10-minute cut of the documentary. That I feel like could probably just go onto YouTube or something when he was done with it. And then we've said that it, you know, if it's good and he wants to spend the time putting together like an hour long cut and giving us a lot of the audio that they have in the longer cuts of the interviews and stuff like that as bonus material, that we would press a DVD and sell it on their behalf. But you know, this semester's project, so the 10-minute cut has to be done by like Christmas, and then I don't know. He may or may not be sick of it at that point, to the point where he wouldn't want to work on the longer cut or whatever. So we don't exactly know, but yeah.
He shot a butt ton of footage.
Yeah, they ended up with like 8.5 hours of video and 11 hours of audio or something. And they also have all the old radio shows that he was going through for stuff to use clips from. And we've been recording the radio shows since then at a higher bit rate for them to use in case they find interesting stuff that they want to use in there. I have to do some artwork for him, too. I keep forgetting to do that. Not that I would have done it by now, even if I had remembered, but I need to do that. That's gonna be fun.
Are you gonna hand draw the DVD menus and stuff?
Well, I don't know. That'd be awesome, actually.
Yeah.
But it's what he wanted, I think, for panning around from place to place was like me to draw a map of the office in the style of a KOL zone.
Oh, neat.
Which would be interesting, because I wouldn't have any of the constraints that I normally have. Like, you know, they don't have to be, like, they don't have to divide up neatly into 100 by 100 pixel rooms or whatever. So I can actually do that, and then our avatars would be sitting at our respective desks.
That'd be awesome.
But, Enemy Lasagna says, how old is your brain? Same age as the rest of me, I guess. Why didn't our plastic pumpkin-wielding familiars get treats this Halloween? Ah, shit. Totally forgot.
Oh.
We were going to do that if you trick-or-treated with a familiar with the plastic pumpkin bucket, that it would give you a little extra something-something for your familiar.
Shucks.
Some familiar chow. Ooh, we could come up with 60 new candy items.
Oh, God, no.
One for each familiar.
Please, God.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Although, you know, we could come up with 60. You know, they could just be like...
Well, I don't know if we can come up with 60 that actually makes sense.
Well, right, but I mean, we could do, you know, 60 different lollipops with, like, grape, really grape, extreme grape, very grape, go ape, it's so grape.
Really quite rather grape.
Rape grape. That's the funniest.
Rape grape is my least favorite flavor of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Comes with the roofies already mixed in.
ACM says, what's with the complaints about the early rollover? It lets me play my turns in the evening, i.e. starting at 10:30, rather than during my work day. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, for everybody who bitches about it changing to one thing, there are at least that many people who are suddenly happy about it. You know, I could whine that I'm almost always playing World of Warcraft when they do their maintenance, but, you know, it's 3 in the morning, so I don't really have any right to complain. You know, that's a reasonable time for them to do it.
It's like 6 now.
I mean, ideally, rollover only lasts 10 or 15 minutes. It's not really like that, because every time we do something that makes it quicker, immediately something else happens that makes it take longer, so we're always just sort of, I don't know, putting out that particular fire as it spreads, but I don't know, let's see, how long did it take this tonight?
Like somebody else in the most recent forum thread on what time the rollover is, as someone else pointed out, there's 23 and a half hours a day or more in which it is not rollover.
Yeah.
So if you can't find time to play within that much time, there's not a lot that we can do for you.
Man. There's, I wonder if there's not a better way of doing this. The rollover took 25 minutes, and there's one single operation that accounts for 10 minutes of that time. If we could figure out a way for that not to happen, during rollover without it being a big deal, then...
What operation?
It is taking the logs and dumping them out to a text file to import onto Sandbox.
Hmm.
So it would suck if that operation got interrupted.
Yeah.
You know, that would make Multizar's job a lot harder. It would cause the staff to change the way some stuff works. But
seems like that's just a bandwidth issue. I don't know is there a lot that we can do to change how long that takes?
Well, it's not the actual transfer, it's the actual generation. I mean, we could dump it to another table that wasn't being updated, and then later on, we could dump that table to a text file while people were playing.
Huh.
You know? So, I mean, it might make performance a little bit more sluggish than it would have been otherwise, but it would cut 10 minutes off rollover. I mean, I don't know. I don't actually know. I don't know what would happen if it would, we could do it some kind of low priority that would, I'll always wait, I'll have to think about that. Bahu says, I didn't catch if it was Zeno or Riff, but whoever had that meltdown over Magic Missile last show made my night. Thank you.
That was probably me.
Walla Walla 23, who sent me a postal mail donation with a letter saying drugs, not hugs, to which I replied, Why can't you have drugs and hugs? Because that's obviously ideal. He says, drugs and hugs are obviously the ideal solution. You are so right, Jick. Thank you.
You are right. I learned it from watching you.
Llama Mancer says, what's your worst Halloween experience? Mine was when I dressed up as a GBA and I fell down after running and I couldn't get up.
Well,
I think one time I got mugged on Halloween. Yeah, not really. I can't think of any bad Halloween experiences.
Yeah, I can't really either. I think that the last year I trick-or-treated, I, like, was starting to hit that time period when you're probably too old to be trick-or-treating anymore.
Right.
And I was vaguely embarrassed, especially since I was going around solo.
Oh.
So I kind of felt a little awkward.
How old were you?
I want to say probably 14 or 15.
I don't know. I feel like looking at a 14-year-old now, I would think that person was so young that it would seem like it was appropriate for them to trick-or-treat.
Hmm.
I can't imagine. I mean, unless somebody had, like, 5 o'clock shadow. And they, I mean, they weren't dressed up as a rodeo clown or something. I can't imagine, like, being like, you know, aren't you a little old to be trick-or-treating? Because who wants to be that dick?
Yeah.
Although, this time, just putting a crate full of candy out in front of your house with a sign that says candy.
Yeah.
Just in case you were wondering what this is, kids.
So, do you want candy, man? Or can I just bum a cigarette off you?
Strong Bad Fan EX says, has Riff gotten a black snow cone since the last radio show when he said he still hadn't gotten one? I asked because I've gotten one in the second day in a row, so yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten at least one since that whole situation.
Strong Bad Fan EX says, are you willing to entertain the notion of other cores? For example, Masochist Core, in which you run through an entire Ascension with Beaten Up? No. No. There will not be any fundamental changes to the Ascension mechanics. I'm thinking ever. There'll be some tricks, which you will understand when you see them. Walla Walla 23 says, in the documentation, Mr. Bill's name is spelled with a period when it shouldn't be. I should fix that. Plelf says, who keeps fixing the claw machine? We determined that it was gnomes.
Yeah. And I think they readjust it when they come in every night to refill it.
Walla Walla 23 says, whenever you guys move the dungeons, make sure they fall in a pit of anti-suck. Can't we see something better with NS13? Fine.
Pushy.
Max Van says, here's an idea for an 8-bit familiar, a baby Metroid. It functions as a combination barnacle and ghoul whelp by latching onto your opponent at the start of combat, sucking it dry, then transferring the monster's energy to you after the fight. However, it would be completely useless against cold monsters.
Did you see that something awful article recently about, it was like their video game tips article.
No.
And they had a picture of, I think it was like the initial bombs power up that you get, but instead it was described as this secret power up you could get, which was a brass button and a cube of gelatin. I guess you kind of have to see the little graphic to get that, but that would be a good that would be something we could add, brass button and
and a cube of gelatin.
Yeah.
I like Metroid.
Metroid is good.
Calatan says, seriously, 6-man clans on the leaderboards? 99% of them are just multis. I think a lot of clans aren't getting the respect they deserve while dumb fucks get their name on a board. I mean, I can't really think of a way to do that that's not unreasonable. You know, we got to put the limit somewhere, and we decided to put it at 5. And that's, you know, it has to go somewhere.
Even if it ends up at 20, then people will just make
21
multis to, yeah.
I mean, you know, having multis in a clan that shows up on a leaderboard is probably likely to get the attention of number 6.
Yeah.
So. Vorthux says, are you guys happy with the servers as they are right now? Any plans to upgrade them or buy new ones? Well, I mean, no. I mean, they're pretty good now,
yeah,
I think.
I
mean,
noticed any lag.
There are a lot more. Sort of, what we did with the inventory table that sped things up, we can do with other tables as that same problem starts to occur in other places. So, you know, if we start getting latency due to, you know, flags table or the effects table being locked all the time, we can start doing that. The only thing about that is having those tables in the new fast format makes them considerably harder to back up. So, you know, that's something that made rollover take a lot longer, for instance. Although, actually, I think we managed to pull that out and do it later. But, yeah. Hogulus says, no. Trogro 007 says, why is radio free foil a two-handed weapon when all fencing foils are considered one-handed weapon? Stop asking so many questions.
Wasn't it that it's really just a miniature radio tower, so you have to hold it by two of the legs.
Yeah,
or something?
It's a huge. It's real heavy. I mean, you know, yes, a foil is a one-handed weapon, but if there was a foil that was designed for somebody that was 3 times your size,
yeah,
you'd probably have to carry it with 2 hands. You know, like a little kid drinking a can of Coke.
Yeah.
I remember the point in my childhood very early on when I asked if I was allowed to drink a Coke by holding it with one hand, and my dad gauged that, yes, indeed, my hand was big enough to hold a can of Coke, and that I need no longer be warned to hold on to it with 2 hands. And then I got diabetes, because all I ever did was drink Coke when I was a kid.
Started double-fisting it.
Hogulus say, thank you so much for changing Hero of the Half Shell. Yeah, forgot to mention it, but the Crimboween content today is beyond awesome. You should make the Crimboween memos multi-usable, like meatsmithing guides. Yeah, we were talking about that. That's all Scully, by the way.
Yep.
Rick could also say, OMG, yay, thanks for fixing Hero of the Half Shell. Zero Zero One says, hey Riff or anyone else on staff, can you guys make an IF game in your spare time or maybe expand the one already in game? I need games to play. Riff made an IF game. It's in this year's competition.
I made it in this year's interactive fiction competition at ifcomp.org. Mine is there, and numerous other good ones as well. I kind of have an inkling of ideas in my head for a full length one to write, but we'll see when or if I get around to it, because it's, in my head, it's pretty complicated.
Oatgan says, I saw the strangest thing yesterday. A pony was being hauled in a truck, but it wasn't in a trailer. It was standing up in the bed of the truck. Was somebody riding it, and that the person riding the pony was driving the truck? my friend always believed that the coolest shirt ever would be a dragon, and on the back of the dragon there's like a Pegasus, and riding on the Pegasus is a wizard who's fighting the dragon. And, you know, it'd be all glittery and on, like, a black sweatshirt or something.
There's,
airbrushed.
I think it's on, the White Ninja online comic has a t-shirt that's, it's a wolf shirt, except it's this giant eagle carrying away a wolf in its talons.
Hagula says, greater than the percentage of people in the military who get shot, or ignore that. Will do.
Okay.
Tom 93 says, also, why is awkwardness sleazy in the extreme ray of something? I don't know.
Because it's more the other way around. It's sleazy, and therefore you feel awkward. So it's a ray that causes awkwardness through unidentified sleaze. Or something.
Biospark says, so if I wear a fez of etymology, am wanged, and own a wang in both dictionaries, can I decipher the Haxor speech and get some nubile girls of loathing, please? No. Enter the Wumpa says, I just wanted to say that the new text for the Maps and Legends quest made me the happiest man in my pants, and by default, the unhappiest man in my pants, as I was the only one in my pants. Thanks a bunch for changing it. When can we expect a Feely Pack picture? I want to see Riff's handiwork. I keep forgetting. I think Riff put it on the network drive.
I did. It's Feely's JPEG.
I don't know where I would announce it, you know?
Just,
I'm afraid of putting it on the front page, because I'm afraid of how many of those things you're going to
have to
make.
Just say it over the radio, and anyone who's listening will see it.
Oh.
And they'll tell each other.
I'm on shit. I'm on Scully's computer, and I don't think he has an FTP client. Yeah. Or SCP installed. Oh, yep. Look. Let's see. Here's my Google search results for Worth Your Salt. Onza Nokoya says, I'm proud to announce that I dressed as a disco bandit for Halloween, and I felt I should personally thank you for all the blank stares I got.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Enemy Lasagna says, can clan warfare rank affect the kinds of furniture the Rumpus Room can own? Ah, that's a neat idea. O'Grady says, this rocks. I love pictures in the interface. Bunya Bandler says, that change you guys, a.k.a. Xenophobe, made to the Ascension history is pretty keen. That was all me. Jed the Nifty says, I love the new Ascension history layout. Any chance softcore Ascensions can get non-solid O's, and we can get a tic-tac-toe minigame with the solid hardcore X's? People bitch about the X's. Hagula says, thanks for the Ascension history revamp thing, including the favorite familiar display. Well, you're welcome, everybody who... I gotta say, one thing that I saw in the forum thread that where people were bitching about that I did kind of like was the, like, sort of black box with HC written in it in white letters. But, I don't know. I'll think about changing that. All right, 92 says, how long has Jick's bathroom ceiling been collapsing? I don't know. You'd have to consult the radio show archives to find out when I first started talking about it.
Is it still going bad?
It's not. It hasn't changed at all. It came loose and has just stayed that way. I hardly ever even think about it because it's not particularly noticeable.
Yeah.
Evang says, I was listening to the commentary on the new Homestar Runner DVD, and it scares me because they talk about a lot of crap you guys went on and on about on the show recently, like the land of Dairy Queen, and sarcasm towards Steve Irwin dying, which now, rather than being distasteful, is stylish for some reason. I hate the internet. I don't think the internet has anything to do with the fact that Steve Irwin getting killed by some animal he was fucking with.
Yes.
Any more or less ironic. I mean, it's just the kind of, you know... I don't think that he, if he could see us, would be surprised that people were making jokes about that, you know? Oh, Hagula say, one more thing about the favorite familiar recording. Exactly how horrific would the load on the server be if, say, you got to put in your own percentage cutoff for a leaderboard, and the server would return the fastest 10 or so ascensions where familiar is used more than number you put in percent of the time? I just wouldn't do that, because... I can no longer, and haven't really wanted to for years,
generate the leaderboards on the fly as somebody looks at them. They're generated once an hour into static files, and everybody reads those same static files. So, no, not going to do that. I started working on those leaderboards, and then it turns out that all of the leaderboard code is designed for things that have either two or three columns in them, and this needs to have four columns in it, which sucks. So I started having to rewrite that, and then I was like, you know what, fuck this. There's not enough data to actually do these anyway. The daily script is now picking which familiars it's going to show leaderboards for every night, but then it doesn't actually generate the leaderboards. Ant-Man says, regarding defeating the tower monsters, you could have something like the I beat up the tower monsters and all I got was this lousy t-shirt shirt. Max Vance says, will Daffy Taffy drop on other Halloweens, or was Tuesday the only time it can be obtained? It'll be runnable.
Yeah. And since...
Obtainable.
Since other Halloweens won't involve this amount of plot, it'll therefore be much more common, because there'll be far fewer neutral drops in there.
Oh, right, right. It was supposed to go in initially instead of the... spare change from the market demon thing. So back on the next regular Halloween, there will be four costume neutral encounters, one of which will be the Daffy Taffy. The ones you get in costume are still more common, because I don't know what it does. I think it generates an array with the four neutral ones and then either two or three copies of the costume one.
Oh.
And then picks one of those. Yeah. Gorblack says, you should give the necklaces from the Mr. Claw Machine extremely powerful effects, which only work under certain conditions. You'd open the spade necklace like a locket and solve a complex puzzle to get it to work. You would need to have somebody else equip the rubber... Well, yeah, I don't... That got cut off. Sorry. 001 says, I wasn't sure if you got that message. Why do you fear having items of the month to be... why do you fear for having items of the month to not be usable in hardcore? So what if a person does a fast run with the item of the month? They'd still have to donate for another one if they want to achieve another speed run. What is because of the iceberglets? I don't think they did much harm in the long run. Well, they were never usable in hardcore.
Yeah.
I mean... we need to at least pretend... that hardcore is kind of a level playing field. I mean, we understand that it's not, and, you know, with NS13, there's going to be the one that definitely is, right? So, you know, we're a little less... We can be a little less concerned moving forward from that point with the sanctity of hardcore. But for now, I mean, it's like, whenever we do familiars, it still does it. Like, we keep thinking, you know, we should do another skill. But it's got to be... It's got to be something like the snow cones, where we don't want to limit the content to donators. You know, like if we were to put in something like that, we would want the benefits to be available. I mean, I guess I really only feel that way about when it generates items. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, just making sure it's something that generates items is an easy way to make sure that the benefits are available to even to people that don't donate.
Yeah, I mean, I just wonder, like, the I guess during the month when it's in the store, the things are available to people who don't donate because they can always buy Mr. A in the mall.
Yeah.
Right. So, it's... you know... I don't know what the difference really is. We want the skill to be accessible to people even if they don't donate, but the thing is, like, old familiars aren't really accessible to people who don't donate unless they save up for months and months and months to buy one in the limited supplies that they exist in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that the inflation on those doesn't tend to outpace what you could actually just farm. I mean, you can always play the market and make enough money to buy everything you want, you know, with sort of wise... I mean, you could donate... enough to get a couple items of the month, hang on to them, and if they appreciate more than the things that you were trying to buy in the first place, you know, you could have invested that. But
I've found that that seems to be a good long-term strategy is to buy extra items of the month and then hold on to them for 6 months or a year before selling them. And once you've been doing that for long enough that the time period starts, like if your period is going to be a year, then after a year you've got something new to sell every month.
Yeah.
Just like that Italian family with the 100-year-old balsamic vinegar that is now rich for as long as the family ever exists.
Because they've been putting more vinegar in back
every
year.
Yeah, they've been putting a new barrel of vinegar in the vault every year for the past 100 years.
Wow, I forgot. In 13 days, wow, shit. That sucks. Hot Stuff's totally not going to be here. So last year on like November 15th, we took a bottle of maraschino cherries and dumped out all the juice and replaced it with single barrel whiskey and put it in the closet.
Oh man!
The idea of having it, you know, a year later it was a tradition that some of Hot Stuff's friends had done or whatever. So yeah, and I was gonna put in another one. Like 6 months later, because I got to thinking about that. Like, I was going to put in another one like 6 months later, but I kind of wanted to make sure it was actually good and worth doing. You know, I'll definitely do another one if we have them and it's tasty. They're going to have to wait. They're going to have to wait longer than a year because Hot Stuff's probably not coming out until like New Year's again. But
we could take
I'm excited.
Take him with us to Boston.
I think he's coming here before we go to Boston.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's exciting. Riff and I, that we got firm plans in place for Riff and I to go to the,
MIT Mystery Hunt.
The MIT Mystery Hunt.
Stand around looking like fools with all these other ridiculously smart people.
You know, I thought that. I thought that I would feel that way. And I gotta say, I don't know that I brought anything unique to the table when I was there. Whoa, shit, we've lost one of the streams.
Oh.
That's weird. We're still live on the 64. Yep, now we're back connected to the 24. Okay. Well, I guess we'll... I don't know how long that was down. I suppose somebody would have told me if...
Turbulence there.
Could have been long. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. Like, I was worried, you know. I went in there and I'm like, God damn, all these people are so much smarter than me. I'm not going to actually be able to accomplish anything. And like I said, I don't know that I brought anything unique to the table, but I was able to make some contributions because I was just more brain power being thrown at the same thing. So, like, the fact that I paid attention to something meant that it was solved, you know, 30 seconds earlier than it would have been if they had relied on somebody else to solve it, you know? Like any person there could have looked at it and figured it out, but, you know, I was the one who did, so. It was neat. And I'm told that it wasn't one of the better ones by Hot Stuff, who's been to a lot of them.
Really?
And, I'm scared of being on a team that wins because that team has to plan the next one, which would mean, I mean, the day that Hot Stuff is on the team that wins that is the day that we just don't see Hot Stuff for a year because he'll go apeshit. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
We got to get on, and actually I told Hot Stuff to Lucas, we got to get on finding a place for us to stay while we're there. That's not just a hotel, because I don't want to sleep in the same room as you because you smell bad.
I just shower.
Let's see.
I could stick some incense in my hair.
Oh man, I just bought more. Let's see, what did I buy? I bought 40 bags of 20 sticks of incense.
Like, whoa, yeah, that's a lot of freaking incense.
800 sticks of incense. Well, I mean, that's about what I bought last year, and I'm running out. So,
I'm just imagining, like, standing it all up in a bucket and just have this huge barrel of incense and just light the entire top.
Yeah. But, I mean, the thing is, I'd burn 3 or 4 at a time here, like, when I come in, and it's like, ah, God, it smells like you guys never open the windows, because you never open the windows.
Yeah, that's true.
So I go through a lot of it. I like incense. My wife asked what kind of weird hippie I was that bought incense on the internet. Like
I bought I bought candy on the internet today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's what being an adult is all about.
Is buying candy on the internet?
I can buy candy on the internet with a credit card, and they'll deliver it to me. That's
what
awesome.
Kind of candy did you buy that you couldn't have just gotten?
We were talking about chewing gum because I was eating this blackjack gum that tastes like Good and Plenty's.
Blackjack gum is awful.
But I recalled to mind my favorite gum, which is T-Berry.
T-Berry's good, and yeah. Beamon's. They always sold Blackjack, Beamon's, and T-Berry in these, like, old-style looking packaging, all in the same little standy thing. And I got to say that I like Beamon's better than I like T-Berry, but...
But yeah, I ordered, like, a box of T-Berry, and they were also selling, like, old-fashioned lemon drops and Pop Rocks, so I bought some of that, too.
Yeah, nice. I can usually bet. Like, I pretty much got my candy fill for the year last week.
Hmm.
Bought stuff, knew I'd be able to get rid of it at Halloween. Like, I always buy those, like, Willy Wonka variety packs. But it's fucking Laffy Taffy. I just don't like Laffy Taffy, but I know that I'll end up with piles and piles of it left at the end of the bag if I don't eat it. So I sort of force myself.
We should go to the grocery store and get some of that cheap, reduced in price Halloween candy.
They were done. Yeah. They were out of almost all the good stuff. We actually ran out, so I stopped to get some more candy on the way home from the office for the trick or treaters, and they hardly had anything good left.
Shucks.
They had bags of fruit roll ups. I got some fruit roll ups.
I never liked once. I don't know. Something happened to fruit roll ups like around the time they started putting those peel out shapes in them, and they're just not as good somehow anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
These didn't have that, but they had, like, weird, like, you can't see me making air quotes, but they're definitely there around the word tattoos, which I guess are, I don't know if you're supposed to lick the thing and then put it on your skin,
because
that's fucking nasty. I think it's just supposed to tattoo your tongue, and so it looks like, I mean, it's like, oh, look, it's the head of a mummy, and then you put it on your tongue. It's like, oh, look, it's a sort of sloppy-looking oval blur. Neat. But, yeah, you know, they still taste good. Where did that start?
T-Berry ordering stuff from the internet.
Incense. Mystery hunt. Cherries. Which from the balsamic vinegar people.
And then
investing
selling,
in Mr.
Investing
Store stuff.
In
yeah,
mall.
From 001's question right. About items of the month. All right.
Wow, that was an incredibly strange, meandering train of thought there. But
well, that's what, we do. And Naked Juice says, do the ultra-rare monsters have fumble messages? What about critical hit messages? I believe that they do.
They ought to.
LOTE says, hey, is the sorceress going to be the same at NS13, but it'll take a few more quests to get to her, or what? We don't know. We're planning on making some changes to the quest.
Yeah. But, yeah, the fight itself probably won't change.
Strong Bad Fan EX says, Firefox 2.0 is Telete. It has a built-in spell checker so that I can type more comprehensively in chat in the forums. You mean comprehensively? See, too bad it doesn't have a built-in context checker. That's my problem with... I don't use spell check ever.
I figure I'll wait until it goes to, like, 2.1 or 2.2 before I switch. I never trust using the 0.0 versions of anything.
Let's see. To Uber Noober says, the description of the giant discarded torn up glove has the word A twice in a row in its first sentence. Walla Walla 23 says, what's funnier, rape or lung cancer from secondhand smoke? It depends. which of the victims is younger?
And
that's the funnier
one.
Are
you being raped in the lungs?
Mr. No Name says, which of you guys is the tallest? Xenophobe is the tallest at 6'4".
Which puts him very nearly an entire foot taller than me.
Let's see. Cyan220 says, hey guys, that new trophy for completing 100 hardcore Oxy Ascensions without perming a skill is really cool. Finally, color in the game. I asked a while ago about a game that I saw at Comic-Con, and if you guys knew what it was called, and I don't think you read it, so I'll try one more time. There was a giant board game that occupied a couple of tables that were pushed together instead of a board. Instead of a board, giant plastic pieces were used to create terrain, and at the center of the table was a castle. There were dragons and knights and all kinds of cool stuff, and it was near the giant Optimus Prime statue where the guys were doing Transformer drawings, if you remember seeing it.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it was called.
Was it like just a miniatures game, or was it...
I think so, yeah. And all the terrain was modular. It was all hexes that stacked and fit together next to each other like Legos, so you could make these really elaborate maps. It was kind of like... It kind of reminded me of that HeroClix thing. So I don't know if maybe it was the D&D variety of that, or what. Yerrick says the 64K keeps buffering.
Oh, damn it. Unable to send data fast enough, encoding paused. Wow, now Sam is locked up. So we're probably not broadcasting at all.
Awesome.
Well, I guess I kind of have to wait and see what happens with this. Everything else seems okay. We've been having a lot of problems with the internet here. Well, I wonder if anybody can take the stream. Error encoding resumed. Connor's got the stream. I'm going to bounce the cable bottom.
Oh, that's something we haven't done yet for Spooky Raven. Okay. We didn't give the guy a drop.
The what?
We didn't give the guy that what hates you, we didn't
I'm
give him a drop.
I'm really upset that I lost everything that I'd written in that post. I asked Dev about the drop, and that sucks. But I bet what I did was I fucking hit preview.
You could drop a jar of delicious honey.
this is our midterm break.
The fan on your laptop has gotten really loud.
Go ahead and close it. prognosis on Scully's mouse is foul.
Foul is in awkward or is it covered in hand plaque? For some reason, every time we do the radio show, I get the chorus to Psycho Killer stuck in my head.
That's really strange. Alright, minute 40.
I love my hat in World of Warcraft.
What? Is it one of those,
those big floppy hats, yeah. Completely covers my eyes. Except apparently it has holes cut in it for my ears and eyebrows.
Alright, Zangetsu, I need you to stop that. This is weird. Now there it's actually going. God damn it. Sorry about that, people. I hope this is working. Wow, we heard Riff say, I love my hat in World of Warcraft, which was actually before we even took the streams. I think that we're way, way behind. I wish that I could hear what was going out. This is obnoxious. And everybody listening, I'm sorry. Wow, it's a good thing that we weren't talking about what kind of assholes our listeners are before we actually went on the air. Sam does some weird shit where it actually, like, it's not going out as we're saying it because it's doing, like, pre-processing on it. And sometimes it gets, like, a minute behind. Which is gonna suck when we try to do a handoff later. Anyway, I'm gonna assume that people can hear us now, and we should just keep answering some questions. Trogdor 007 says, it's impossible to search for WAs at the mall. Any chance you could add case sensitivity to searches? No, it's not. You do a search for quote WA quote, and you will find exactly what you're looking for.
You can even leave off the second quote if you're feeling particularly lazy.
Can you?
Yep.
Neat. Enter the Wumpus says, guess what? I spent the day sick. Thanks for having a radio show that I can download and listen to while shivering in bed. Mm. And
Onzan Okoya says, Jick, please tell Enter the Wumpus to stop being sick so he and I can go see Spamalot together tomorrow night. He'll listen to you. Enter the Wumpus, stop being sick, because you wouldn't want to miss that crap. I didn't enjoy Spamalot as much as I would have liked to.
I never saw it. Was it not as good as people were making it out to be?
Well, I mean, you would think that Hank Azaria doing, you know, stuff from the Holy Grail would be funny, but it wasn't. It was just kind of, his delivery was not. Maybe I've just seen the Holy Grail so many times that those speeches have become kind of sacrosanct, the way they are in the movie, and just hearing anybody do them at all differently, it's kind of.
That kind of makes sense.
And Naked Jew says, hey guys, I'd like to write an article for my school's newspaper about KOL. We have a readership of over 20,000. Could I get an interview with someone from Asymmetric? Sure. Gorblex says, I just saw the anime smiley's fumble text. Now nose-emitted soda is all over my monitor. I don't know that I've seen the anime smiley's fumble text.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm going to look at it now. Yes, I am. Gah. It's a lot of leet speak crap. Come on, Cat. Zangetsu has decided that the tastiest thing in the house is my feet.
Zangetsu Water has a thing for feet. It's kind of weird.
Waterboo says, if I sent $10 through the mail in pennies, would you still take it? No. Let's just say that we won't take any more pennies ever. Coslo says, you better believe it.
The pennies we need.
Solothius says, who would you do on Grey's Anatomy? I've never seen Grey's Anatomy, but the book,
yeah, the
probably
book,
the vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the vaginas. Stealing Your Virginity says, now that clovers are limited, perhaps the It's Not Yours, It's Mine adventures could be denerfed. I don't think so, because I think you would still only need one to get through the quest.
Yeah.
Rickett says, so why is there still a Ronin period after a hardcore run? It's not like I can stock up for my next run. Well, we don't know that. We don't know that your next run is gonna be hardcore.
Yeah.
Alphonse Braun says, is it bothersome at all that KOL is also the name for AOL's Kids Online? There's even an AOL KOL radio station. I'd like to think that we are single-handedly responsible for the sort of failure of that whole venture. It came about way after we had started, and I don't know that thing is ever going to get Google accessibility because of us.
Yeah.
So, which you know. Just, yeah. They have RadioKOL.com, though, which sucks for the radio station, but I wonder how many people are looking for them and find us and hear us say bastard homosexuals and then call the cops.
At least the game is PG-13.
Yeah.
Even if our radio isn't.
Griffin P says, hey, have you guys seen, and then links us to scribs.us. It's a great comic if you get past the first 15. If you want proof, ook at the current comic before going back. We have to turn into a monkey?
Scribs is pretty good. I remember I got linked to that off of, I think, one of Lore's things.
Hmm.
It was weird for a long time. Do you read his Wired blog at all?
Lore's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because apparently he changed the URL of it at the beginning of October, but the old URL still worked and it still looked like the blog. It just looked like he wasn't updating it. So I found a new address for this blog, and suddenly there's an entire month of posts that I hadn't read.
For his Wired blog?
Yeah.
Wow, you'd think that they would be on the ball enough to have that not happen.
Yeah. It was like,
you know, I got to the point where, like, I don't feel like checking Slumbering Lungfish and the Wired blog and all of his other stuff that he updates periodically, so I just kind of, I lose touch for months at a time. I bet that for his Wired blog, there's got to be an RSS feed. I should replace one of the less used things on my Google custom homepage with that.
I've never bothered to play with any of that Google homepage or RSS.
It's
any of
I mean
that.
It's neat. Like I The things that I have linked on there, the RSS feeds that I have being fed to me, are things that I never forget to look at. Like, I've got Penny Arcade on there, so whenever there's a new post on Penny Arcade, it's just right there when I open my browser.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, so it's like... The
Is it just like a link to it, or
yeah, it's the title and the link. So
I always thought it would be interesting to set up a web page that I guess the people that run the comics wouldn't like it because it would kind of leech off their bandwidth. But set up a web page that had image links of the formats that all the comics I read like host their images in, so that I could just go to my homepage. And just the page would have all the strips that I read.
They want you not to do that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So it's, I don't know. I mean, you could probably fake it. It depends. I mean, I wonder if they start doing, you know, like, oh, well, you know, yesterday was Nov 30, or, you know, Oct31.gif, and today is not Nov01.gif. It's, you know, Nov01ASHR14.gif, just to prevent you from doing stuff like that. But... O'Grady says, hey guys, guess what? The game has finally gotten to the point where it's more important than my schoolwork. Good.
Oh, great.
Mumra the Everliving says, also, can we look forward to getting spooky surprises in our advent calendars this year? That's something that I hadn't even really thought about.
Oh, yeah.
The advent calendar thing. That people really, really
people
liked
did
that.
Like that.
That was a fantastic idea you had. I'll bet we could... Because really, for the advent calendars last year, we only had to come up with like 7 or 8 items, right?
Yeah.
We could probably do that again.
That means I'll have to find somebody to babysit my account for me while I'm gone.
Are you going home for Christmas again?
Yeah.
Somebody, Snuffstyle 420, apparently went as a Sword and Martini guy. Awesome.
Sweet.
Watts says, for Jick, will the December/Crimbo item of the month be worth saving our Mr. A's for, or will it be as good as any other item of the month? I don't know. We think that they're all good.
We're not even, like, through the first week of November yet, and you expect us to already have the next month's item ready? Come on.
Apple Jordan says, why do Ronald and Grimace's phases often go completely backwards? If they're reflecting the light of the sun, shouldn't they both be in the same phase? No. Somebody figured it out. Somebody made this animated GIF of the way the moons must work.
Oh, excellent.
Dark Overlord says, how do I get my Mr. A after donating? I use PayPal, but it didn't bring me back to the site. If that happens, if you close PayPal before it redirects, or if the redirect fails for some reason, which it does, sometimes it's on PayPal's end, sometimes it's on our end. I don't think it really happens much on our end anymore. If you take a long, long time to do your PayPal transaction, your session on KOL can time out. And I mean, by a long, long time, I mean like 15 minutes. Which I guess is, it's feasible that a donation could take 15 minutes if you had to set up your entire PayPal account while you were doing it, if you wanted to actually do that. But anyway, if that happens, you basically should have gotten some data from PayPal about the transaction, and in there is a transaction ID. And go to the bug report link and send the transaction ID and say, you know, I made a donation, didn't get credited, and Zlyania will process it at her earliest convenience, which tends to be the morning of the next weekday that happens. Yeah. Watts says, hey, just curious, is Radio KOL available via PSP RSS feed for all the PSP users who love the show? Probably not, because there's not a live... I mean, the RSS I don't think you can do with live streaming audio, so I have no idea. The PSP RSS feed is probably just something that allows you to listen to podcasts on your PSP. Fucking podcast. XTMNTX says, about the Ascension gussying up, how about an option to choose either images or text? No, because the text just gets way too wide. I needed to express considerably more information on there, and I didn't want to do it in text, and that's why that became image-tastic. And if you don't like it, you can pretend that it was always like that, and that the game sucks, and that you hate everything. Putineska says, I was looking at the 7-foot dwarves again today and could not help but notice that they only have 2 feet. Are they actually 2-foot dwarves? No, they're 2-footed 7-foot dwarves.
Yeah.
Did the package they come in have the disclaimer, actual dwarves may vary? Or is this just another perspective thing, the other 5 feet are not visible?
There's only 2 feet on the 7-foot dwarves. Please fix.
Dr. Van Ven Mojo says, why is the Thursday night show now an hour after rollover instead of right afterwards? Why does the show answer to daylight savings time? Well, because the radio station answers to daylight savings time, and since we probably didn't we didn't talk to them and actually tell them to change the time of our show, then nothing changed from their perspective. Overweight Jesus says, what are your thoughts on items of the month being usable in hardcore? Is it something you try to avoid, or is it something you don't really think about at all? Do you see it as something that would be relatively unaffected by item of the month? And if so, does it bother you how important tomes have become for hardcore speedruns? Shit, I meant, do you see hardcore as something that should be? Do you see hardcore as something that should be relatively unaffected by items of the month? Yeah, in general. The thing is, familiars are always going to impact it unless we are careful to make it a familiar that nobody would ever want to use in a hardcore run. I don't know. You know, we may do another skill, and it would have to be something that, you know, would help casual players but not impact the sort of bleeding-edge speed game. Because at that point, I mean, I kind of do want people to be on a level playing field. The D-Virginizer suggests a recipe for a keytar, and no, not going to put a keytar in there. Talisman of Bayo says, cheeseburger, the color of marshmallow is pink conditioner.
Okay.
Talisman of Bayo needs to lay off the cough syrup.
Yeah. Do you mean Van Gobetussen?
Let's see. Istanbul says, have you ever considered making a new page on the leaderboard called Collections? It would be separate from Weird, and having its own entire page would allow you to display more collections on one screen, which would reduce the frequency of situations like mine. I've been waiting for fancy chocolates to come up for over 6 months. Well, the limit is what makes it interesting. The limit is what makes it exciting. Think about how happy you're going to be when it does come up. NovaKnight21 says, how pissed are you that AOL bought the domain KOL.com? You know, I never expected to get KOL.com.
Yes.
It would have been nice. If I had known that it was expiring, I probably would have grabbed it. And Naked Juice says, they're thinking of salary, which comes from the way Roman mercenaries were paid in salt.
Oh.
Bahu says, thanks for opening the show by complaining about how you're too busy playing video games to not play World of Warcraft. I don't understand that.
I'm actually I'm on World of Warcraft right now.
What?
So I had to check my auction hall.
Five-Four says, when shoring, my Jew hat gives me MP, but my Pilgrim Shield doesn't give HP. Okay, right. I forgot to rebuild and repush the shore code. I shall do that. Naked Jew says, hey, Jake, please upload tonight's show promptly. Thanks. Oh, I'll try and remember to do that. Apocalypse Dove says, doop doop doop. Hello, I'm Jake, and I'd like to tell you about how I got drunk. La-dee-doo. You know, do your own show. Adrian Teepees says, Adrian Flip-Flank says, will there ever be any giant crabs that we can flip over and strike their weak point for massive damage? Not in this game. Mulvaney says, it also had a 10-foot ladder with 3 rungs and a bag of 1,000 lead pieces.
Oh, I think, yeah, I remember. Awesome. It's nice to know that somebody remembers something as beautifully obscure and stupid as that.
A 10-foot ladder with 3 rungs, you could still use it to, like, swing monkey bars style across some kind of chasm, you know? And 1,000 lead pieces would be good if you needed to...
Weights,
yeah, or you know, to make a bag of some specific amount of weight to replace some idol with that you were trying to steal to avoid the giant stone sphere. Istanbul says, does asymmetric publications have surge protectors in case of flooding? What? How would surge protectors help if you flooded?
No,
well, I mean, asymmetric
no
publications is based in Arizona in case of flooding.
Yeah, I guess.
So,
I think, yeah. Do we have surge protectors in case of sandstorms?
Yes.
Or sandworms?
Yeah, but yes, everybody has, I guess all the essential stuff here has battery backups. But I guess Mr. Skullhead's computer is not essential. He doesn't have battery backup. Istanbul says, Chatbot can recommend your next ascension to you in a PM if you PM her with Ascension. If you don't like what she says, you can PM her Ascension new, and she'll offer a new recommendation. Okay, so somebody thought that I was chatbot. Doc Trauma says, why are the X-ray specs an accessory while the Con 3D glasses are a hat? That's an excellent question.
Probably just because we keep forgetting what sort of item glasses are.
Same with scarves. Some of them are accessories and some of them are hats.
Although I guess, you could wear your 3D glasses over top of your X-ray glasses, so...
A Naked Jew says, The Sneeze has a series of bizarre jokes written by the guy's kindergarten age or so son. They're fantastic. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
As was Eric, enemy of trains, his picture that he drew with his fingernail on the shower door, scratching into the plastic of the shower door. It was just a train, and he named it Eric, enemy of trains. That and the I like my dad is white
yes.
thing that he brought home from his kindergarten class.
It had to be assured that it was two independent clauses.
Yeah, The Sneeze is fucking great, man. I'm so glad I happened to look over your shoulder and saw you reading it once. And yeah. It's...
Yeah. Did you see that that painting the guy that paints robots did for him?
No.
It's this huge, elaborate... I don't remember if it was acrylic or oil, but this huge, legitimate painting of this boxing ring with the two Rock'em Sock'em robots going at it, and the whole audience is full of all, classic robots from sci-fi and toys and stuff.
Huh.
It was really neat.
Aldous Moxie says, so what's the deal with the 16-ounce pint glasses in the store? I'd spring for a set, but they don't hold an entire pint of beer. Don't you want a full pint of beer for your meat? I realize 16 ounces is the U.S. pint size, but you may actually sell a few more if you upsize to a full imperial pint at 20 ounces, plus more beer. How is that not a winning thing for all? I don't really get that, because I thought that all of our measurements were English measurements. I mean,
yeah, I don't know, man.
Not a liter of beer, you know? Is a pound not 16 ounces?
Well, because tons are different, I know that.
Are they?
A metric ton.
T-O-N-N-E.
Yeah, that's actually a different amount.
Huh.
And they think a billion is a different number than we do.
Oh, right. Because to them, a billion is actually like a million.
Yeah.
And to us, it's 1,000,000,000. Wow, so when people... When we talk about like $1 billion, that must be really confusing for... Momoka says, what are your favorite familiars and why? Well, my least favorite one today was the goddamn Doppelshifter.
what happened with that?
Oh, somebody sent in a question earlier, and they were like, I used a Doppelshifter for 100% of my last Ascension run, and it put my favorite familiar as Teddy Bear, 3%. So, I mean, what obviously happened was that they used, 55 different familiars, relatively evenly, and that happened to be the one with the highest number of adventures played with it, because the Doppelshifter was something different every time. So, it took me so fucking long. I spent, an hour beating my head against this stupid code to get it to because basically the way the Doppelshifter works is it tricks the fight script into thinking that your familiar is something other than it is,
right.
And tricking it back at the end proved so much more difficult than I would have imagined. So I was having to look at my own history, which there's actually no way to look at it apart from just going in and querying the database manually and adventuring with different stuff. And I couldn't be bothered to actually get to fights that I could win in one hit, so I was going to fight monsters over and over again to get it to test. Apocalypse Throb says, the Grape Gatsby, Grape Expectations, Raisin in the Sun, Grapes Anatomy.
Grapes of Wrath.
What? Grapes in it. It's weird that there were two Grey's Anatomy references. Is that... Yeah. I don't even know. I know that there is a television show called Grey's Anatomy. Is it about,
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Dawson's Creek at medical school or something?
It does sound
Or Dawson's Creek at chiropractic school?
Yeah.
But I'm pumped.
or Dawson's crunk at Fody drinking cat bus in school.
Is that the slang name for the school of hard knocks?
I guess so. Maledictus the 13th says, "Will there be any daily dungeon revamps with NS13?" I don't know. I don't think so. I think we were pretty satisfied with the daily dungeon.
Daily dungeon is pretty good.
O'Grady says, "I love the blank." Well, thank you. O'Grady says, "That's also what did he say? Why can't we put a lick eye on a shirt like Alex in A Clockwork Orange?" He says what? That twice. Is it something from the book with an eye on a shirt, or is it?
Oh, but didn't he have like eyeball cufflinks or something?
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to get some of those, but I mean, no shirts require cufflinks anymore. You know, so it's like I had one time, I rented a tuxedo, and the shirt for the tuxedo required cufflinks.
Hmm.
And then I went to a party where one of the party favors was cufflinks.
Oh, excellent.
I was like, oh, neat. Basadilla says, why is it that all the asymmetric team is on the radio at some time or another, but never Zlyania or Multizar? Well, the last one is a secret, and Zlyania just doesn't want to go on the radio. She doesn't care about your stupid bullshit. Henry the Dragon says, wow, my friend and I were trick-or-treating, and we got yelled at for being too old and that we were taking candy away from little kids, to which I replied by saying, fuck you, old lady. See, I think that response probably indicates that old lady was right. The Dark One says, has anyone played Horde of Dragon Maw? I finally started a terrible addiction known as World of Warcraft, and it has consumed my soul. Oh, I see, Horde on Dragon Maw. No. A Naked Jew says, no, the best shirt ever is my Nobody Knows I'm a Lesbian shirt.
I always wanted a shirt that just said, no marketable skills.
Dr. Kirei says, Jake, what is your favorite creation out of all the items / familiars / whatevers you've done? Boy, I don't know.
That's such a common sort of question that I kind of feel like one of these days I should sit down and come up with a definitive answer and write it down so I'll remember.
I mean, I can think of, like, some of my more satisfying moments was, like, the thinking about coming up with the yo-yo zapping into an owl. I was pretty pleased with the way that fell out of my head. The clockwork grapefruit was fun to write. I always say that whenever anybody asks me. All right. Istanbul says, does the Multizar drive his multi-car down to the multi-bar? If so, is it multi-far, and is it up to multi-par? Multi-har-har-har.
Oh, man.
You were sounding like Debbie Harry there for a minute, and I started wanting to claw out my ears. Necrophage says, oh, man. Regarding memorable Halloween experiences, as a child trick-or-treating in my aunt's neighborhood, I encountered one of those bowls with a sign saying, take one. Unfortunately, it was a bowl full of used dentures. There was an old woman who hated children.
Whoa.
My mom made me put the one I picked back in the bowl instead of my candy bag. Oh, man.
Scully was telling me yesterday, was it... I think it was his dad. I don't remember for certain. Talking about giving kids a scoop of ice cream.
Oh no, it was one of the guys that we sat at the nerd table with in high school. His dad would, just drop a scoop of ice cream into the bag.
That's hilarious to me.
The Stand says, "Hey, I can't see any of the familiars on the Ascension page. Is there something I'm missing, or am I just retarded?" No, it's
they're invisible.
We weren't tracking until, what was it, the 19th of this month? Or maybe before that. I don't remember. I pushed it out without telling anybody, and then I told everybody about it later. I don't remember how much later. So, sometime this month, I started actually tracking that. So, it'll look a lot less weird after NS13 when all the Ascension records are wiped out. Or archived. excuse me. God, I've had the worst, like, hiccups and heartburn and burping all day. And then my dinner was just a single entire can of beans. So we'll see. We'll see how badly I can fuck myself up.
And just swell up and burst.
Emma Sue says, Grimoire of long out of stock Mr. Store items that gives a random over a year old item. Kill those mall prices and spread the wealth around. Grimoire of long... just to repeat.
Unlikely. Yeah.
McFoo says, you like incest, Jick? Yeah, but unfortunately I'm an only child. So, it's a... I'm a mom. Elotee, no, I'm sorry. Zaffer says, I find it so wrong that I saw a bit of honey while getting Halloween candy, and I thought of Jick, who obviously I've never even met. Well, eventually this game will become so expansive that you won't be able to look at anything without thinking of us.
Have you seen the new Halloween Homestar Runner cartoon?
I did.
The orange and black flavored loose tooth pulling out candies, whatever it was.
Yep. I really don't like those things. I haven't seen them in either. A long, long time, but...
What? Are they meant to be, like,
I think they're peanut butter flavor
something?
Yeah.
Ugh. They're not good.
Smooth Mood says, with the Grimoire, the gift shop, and the claw game, there are lots of gift items. Any chance of implementing an interface to trade gift items with others? No. See, there's...
They're gifts. You give them away, without expectation of getting anything
cannot
in return.
Sell them.
That is what a gift means.
You know, and we just gotta. You know, people are like, "Well, come on, you know that nobody's ever gonna just deal with it the way that you want them to." You know, people are gonna keep clamoring for, "No, I got screwed when I tried to buy, you know, a stuffed dodecapede or whatever."
Just because it's what people want doesn't make it right.
Yeah. It's our game, and we've decided that those are for people to be nice to each other, not for people to make money off of each other.
Yep.
So. Professor Tank says, oh my god, my birthday is on the 15th. That liquor is like some sort of strange symbiote to me. P.S. I just had major deja vu. Ah, I hate that. And then he says the same thing two more times, which caused me to have major deja vu. And then it caused me to have major deja vu. And then, General Ennui came and relieved Major Deja Vu of duty. And
General Henri Ennui.
FryGuy9 says, I think that miniatures board game that was mentioned might be Battle Masters.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know anything about miniatures board games. Talisman Abeo says, Terif, are you bi?
By what?
By
my computer, by my desk. No, I am a practicing heterosexual.
Moody says...
practice makes perfect.
Quaggy says, sorry. Did you know that you can add stuffonmycat.com to your Google homepage? Oh, I'm sure there's all manner of... There's a bunch of stuff in the like list of stuff that they allow you to do, but you can also just specify an RSS feed, so you can kind of add... anything that anybody's ever bothered to make an RSS feed of. Let's see. Moody says, when I was in Half Astral, I had zero adventures, clicked on an adventure, and got the Violet Fog. I went through it and got the ending result without anything pointing out that I had zero adventures. I'm not sure that I believe that, because that would have been reported a long, long time ago. Chased Galahad says, what about an origami familiar that can be folded and refolded into different shapes, each with different attributes? Refolding would cost a turn and a pound of weight. That's interesting.
Yeah.
There's something very, very similar to that in the works.
Somebody took their Mr. Magnifico pills, as we say.
Istanbul says, you've got to track down the video of the college student who went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and got $0 because he got the first question wrong. I think I've seen that, actually.
My favorite is still the guy who went on Jeopardy and finagled his bet on Final Jeopardy so that his total money would come out to 1337.
Yeah. Moth says, foo is the canonical medicine tactical variable. It's true.
That's right. And the second one is bar. And then baz.
Foo, bar, baz, yeah. I never use bar and baz, though, for anything.
What do you do? Just foo too?
No. For a long time, I would find myself wanting to name loop counter variables loop, but then that was sometimes a reserved word in whatever language. So I got into the habit of naming them lop, just L-O-P. And then if I had an interior loop, it would be L-O-P-P. And if I had yet another loop inside that, it would be L-O-P-P-P, which it got super confusing real fast, and I quit doing that. Now I just always use X, which is, I guess, supposedly a bad idea, but... Quaggy says, weird question, but a friend of mine who went to Con 3D didn't get his prereq pack because he's Canadian. He didn't pick one up at Con because he thought he'd get it in the mail. Is it possible for him to get 3D glasses still? Yeah, have him talk to Zlyania. She'll have the record of what did.
Yeah, she'll be able to verify.
Let's see. Momoka says, would you wear a dress to save the starship? Well, I think a better question is, would Grace Slick wear a dress to save Jefferson Starship? Or would Wheezy launder a dress to save George Jefferson Starship from being hit by an airplane?
By being hit by Jefferson airplane?
Yeah, Jefferson airplane. Fifor says, this is late, but what the hell? We British no longer use milliard to refer to 1,000,000,000. We use the U.S. terms unless we're being deliberately obtuse. Uh-huh. Also, the pint is different because we've changed the gallon to the imperial gallon in 1824. See Wikipedia for pint. Now, we are running out of questions. Apocalypse Throb says, the best shirt possible would be a knockoff Gordon Gartrell shirt, like the one Denise sewed for Theo in the first season of The Cosby Show.
Wow, no idea.
Ah, somebody said if you search for KOL in Google, you get the AOL KOL. Really? Huh. I mean, on me... It's like the tenth return for KOL. And also, the first one has 8, you know, sub-results or whatever on our site. So, I don't know. I think we win. Excuse me. Let's see. Oogie says, thank you for the hot pink shirts. Thank you for buying and wearing them. Fred Levi says, I rented The Sims 2, Pets today and spent several hours playing it. It works really well as a console game rental. I can just return it when I get bored. I can't imagine renting a console game ever again. Like, I did it when I was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, when it's like, I don't know. I rented a handful of Nintendo games, then I rented a handful of Super Nintendo games. The first time I played Final Fantasy 2, I had rented it. And, you know, the rental period lasted about as long as my patience for goddamn Final Fantasy. How are you, have you played 12 any?
I played through, like, the tutorial and a little bit of the opening, and basically we had a couple people sitting there making fun of the game and playing Mystery Science Theater and laughing about how extremely... how can I say this in a politically correct manner? How extremely faggy all the characters are.
Did you keep shouting, bastard homosexual?
No. But we did frequently question whether a character was a boy or a girl.
That seems to be that's a game you can play with basically any Japanese game.
Especially this one, because the guy that did the character designs for it was the same guy that did the character designs for... what was the name of it?
Vagrant Story?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
It was every single character, and it was flamingly queer. The lead character's name was Ashley Riot, and his costume included assless chaps.
Huh.
And the main villain was like a blonde 16-year-old boy with no shirt and a black dress.
Huh.
And,
it's not like the what's the game where you have to collect the gay porn so that the guy can make new dresses for his doll?
No, not quite that gay. It's less overtly gay.
What game was that, though?
It
was the weird one that was like set in World War II.
Yeah, and the new one is set in the Depression and was also pretty good.
It had the weird, like...
Shadow Hearts Covenant.
Okay. I bought it, and I tried to play it, but I got to the first section where you actually had to wander around a map, and it was just like... I don't understand, with all of the art design and all of the technology put into this, there would be this just fucking maze of identical trees that I have to run through with goddamn random encounters in it. And I just gave up.
Yeah. Well, you might actually, you might like Final Fantasy XII because there's no, it's like World of Warcraft. It's MMO style combat. There's no random encounters. You can see all the enemies in the area, and if you want to fight one, you run up and fight it, and there's no separate battle screen. You're just fighting it right there. And
oh, neat.
Yeah. Although I was laughing because the very first non-tutorial battle is you fighting rats in a sewer in accordance with video game union rules,
I
guess.
Were there any crates?
I'm sure there were. I didn't specifically notice. But yeah,
I'm happy to be able to work that.
What I was going to say was I haven't really started yet because I want to start over. I decided if I'm gonna play the whole thing, I kind of have to try and take the story seriously,
yeah.
or I won't have the patience, so I'm going to have to start over at some point.
Everybody talks about how games like that have such a great story, but I just don't. I think that something happened to people's idea of what a good story is at some point that I missed. Like, I just, like, stayed home that day or something, I can't really bring myself to, you know, okay, I gotta say that if a game is, like, particularly atmospheric, I can kind of care about, like, a nation in a game or whatever. Like, like Rise of Legends, it was cool, you know, like, the races were distinct enough. I mean, it was real-time strategy, so it's not even really story-based, you know, but, like, if there's just enough backstory that you know, that you're able to use sort of the actual gameplay and the little bit of backstory that you see to sort of form your own idea of something with a more epic scale, then it's fine. I think World of Warcraft does a good job of that because it's like, you know, you sort of know about the mythology a little bit.
Oh, man, I think I hit the story progression exactly how they intended me to in World of Warcraft last night because I was wandering around in Feralis and encountered what I suppose is supposed to be your very first encounter with the Silithids, or right, however it's pronounced. And it's just this one little hive, and it's all gigorific inside and fucked up, and there's, like, you know, a handful of these weird bug monsters. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And I went back and told the elf about it, and he's like, oh, these are incredibly dangerous. We'll all be fucked if we don't do something about this. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then later that same night, I was wandering around in Tanaris, I think, the big desert.
Right.
And you run into, like, another Silithid infestation, except it's massive and it's completely fucked up looking. And I was just kind of staring in shock.
That stuff, I never, with my guy that I got all up to the end game, I never really went through the story stuff where you're actually in Silithus. But you know, it's neat looking. I went there and did some quests, but I can't be arsed to do quests when you're not gaining experience for them. I just kind of don't want to play.
I'm almost totally. I would like to have an option to see a list of all the quests I've completed, just so I could
go back and find out
which ones I've missed.
The ones that get that actually go through and expand into content, that's great. But the ones where it's like, all right, kill 10 of these guys.
Yeah.
Like, no. You know, I'm just not.
But I would like to know what interesting chains I've missed and things like
that. Yeah, there are a lot of different ways to do it. You know, Tron 2.0 is, I feel like, a game that had a really, really fucking good story to it. Did you actually play it?
I played it. I never got around to beating it. I got a little bit after. There's that one mission where you have to stand on top of this balcony and snipe these guys as they're coming in to kill the computer woman.
Right.
And I had to, I couldn't get past it. I had to, like, find a cheat enabler and cheat to get through that, and I kind of lost the flavor of it after that.
I tried to play through it again recently, and I should just start over and do this again, because it's not, I mean, it's probably only 6 or 7 hours to play through it. I started and played, I don't know, maybe a third of the way through it recently again, and just kind of lost interest. But I really like the fact that you can go around and you can get little bits of story out of, like, emails from one character to another. And it doesn't do what Final Fantasy does and just fucking cram it in your face. Like, oh, now I'm going to watch a 20-minute movie that I wish this 20-minute movie would end so I could start, like, putting gems into sockets and the kind of shit that I want to do in games.
It's,
you know,
such a beautiful game, too, the Tron game. I love the way it looks just like the...
I was kind of worried. I waited until it was, like, $20 to buy it because I was like, you know, so many of the relics of my childhood have just been, you know, raped by money-hungry corporate cock lately that I'm scared. But I really believe that the guys who were in charge of that, just from beginning to end, just honestly cared about the source material.
Yeah.
And they were able to like modernize it. They were able to make it funny and stay completely true to it.
Yeah.
Which is just awesome.
Plus, I mean, a Light Cycles game that looks just like the Light Cycles in the movie.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
I gotta say, though, the Light Cycles were probably my least favorite part of that game, because
I'm really bad at it.
Yeah,
I suck at it, but it looked cool.
It did look
hell.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. God, that game is good.
Yeah.
I was, They started doing a comic book that was a sequel to Tron 2.0.
Oh, yeah.
First one came out. Second one is, like, date to be announced. I don't know if it didn't sell well enough, if nobody cared.
It went into limbo.
Yeah. It really makes me angry, though. It's awesome. It starts out with a backup copy of Jet being reconstructed from, like, semi-corrupted data, and it creates, like, an evil version of him in the computer world.
Oh,
so
neat.
Like, because he's quit. Like, he's just, like, living in this apartment with no computer. He's, like, decided he doesn't ever want to have anything to do with computers ever again. And, I mean, you know, presumably he's going to get pulled into it and have to fight against the red-eyed version of himself. But, you know, it may never happen. That makes me unhappy. Science Fiction says, isn't that miniatures game called Heroescape? I don't think this particular one was,
No, I think that's something different.
Smooth Mood says, fun thing to do with trick-or-treaters. Wrap a slice of bacon or bologna around the candy, then put your whole hand into the bag so they can't see what you're doing. They don't know which one. Oh, weird kid, who put bologna in your bag? You just then? No, it wasn't. Fred Levi says, if somebody donated $1 million, what effect do you think introducing 100,000 Mr. A's into the kingdom at once would cause? It wouldn't really matter what effect it could. I mean, you know, the only effect that it could possibly have is somehow, like, damaging our revenue stream or whatever, and if somebody donates $1 million, you know...
Yeah, we're okay.
That's the kind of damage our revenue stream could really... is really prepared to sustain, I gotta say. Like, but,
actually, I expect everyone else would love that, because... Mr. A's would suddenly be pretty cheap.
Huh. The wife says that the Tron comic number one is back on the shelf at the comic shop. So
yeah.
It was sold out and just gone for a long time.
Maybe they held off on continuing it until they reprinted the first issue or something.
Yeah. Maledictus the 13th says, have you ever considered a lawsuit against AOL? I mean...
Yeah. That would go well.
We never really called the game KOL anywhere, you know. So it's I don't think that I could defend that as a trademark, even if I tried. And I don't think that I could beat them, even if I wanted to. Istanbul says, X-Play, the video game review show on G4, occasionally has a guy or girl game starring, for the most part anyway, Final Fantasy characters. Science Fiction says, I think the best shirt I've ever seen had a picture of Jesus completely bald, and above him it said, Jesus shaves. Cinnabar says, I think the miniatures board game you're referring to is called Dreamblade. I played. Do you have a question about it? No, it's not Dreamblade. I actually bought a Dreamblade starter kit thinking that Riff and I would play, but we never got around to it. Vicky says, have any of you ever played Silent Hill 2? If you can get past the fact that as a game it actually kind of sucks, it has a pretty interesting story with an excellent presentation.
Silent Hill 2 was good. I felt that everyone after that bumped up the graphics by a notch, but bumped down the story by a notch. So by the time they got to 4, it wasn't really worth playing. But 2 was really good. I enjoyed it.
Science Fiction says, I thought God of War had a great story. I tried again to play God of War, and I can't get into it.
Hmm.
It's neat, especially the having sex with two women at the same time minigame, which nobody ever talks about.
Yeah.
You know, it's like fucking Rockstar gets in trouble for like, oh man, there's this sort of unlockable, half finished, totally off screen, all clothes on sex mini game. But no, you know, the having sex with two girls at the same time, right, just right there, tits and everything. You know, you don't actually see them having sex, but they're laying
I'm
there.
I'm so sad I missed that when I was playing your copy.
Yeah.
I feel so deprived.
Yeah. Man, people are lame. Maybe it's just because God of War wasn't very big. You know what? I got Bully, and I played it for like a night, and I never started playing. Like,
really?
I have a hard time playing games. I'm told that it's called designeritis, that you play a game long enough to sort of get it. You know, like, oh, okay, I understand what they're doing with this game, and then you're just done with it.
I think my problem is more that to play a PS2 game, I have to get away from my computer and actually go in the other room and set it up and turn it on.
Yeah.
Whereas since I'm sitting right here,
there's just the World of Warcraft.
There's World of Warcraft right here, or I can read Slashdot, or pick up my Game Boy, or
yeah. You know, I was gonna say that I don't get into games at all anymore, but I mean, obviously into World of Warcraft. That's kind of different though. But like Rocket Slime, I got into Rocket Slime and I played it until it was done. I don't know that I'm gonna get through Contact.
I got an ending today. I don't know if it was the best one or not, and I was really annoyed, actually, because I beat the last boss, and then it said, you know, now saving, do not remove your memory card or anything, and then it goes in this little bit that seems to be a place where you can, like, choose the branch to see which ending you get out of probably two. And so I watched that ending, and it got to the little, you know, the end screen where nothing else happened. So I was like, all right, now I'll turn it off and turn it back on, and it'll go back to that point where it saved, and I can try the other path. Except it apparently didn't really save. It took me back to the last save I manually, caused it to do before I got to the final boss. And since I'd been... I hadn't actually saved it in a while because I'd just been, like, closing it and putting the Game Boy to sleep and then picking it back up again later.
Yeah.
So now I have, like, the entire last dungeon to do again if I want to see the other ending.
I'm just kind of waiting for that to screw me because I keep just... I just keep closing because it takes so fucking long to save.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where it was in my video game playing career that I got to the point where anything that takes 10 seconds... Like a 10-second load screen, I'm just not playing that game.
We're so jaded now.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's I recommend trying to get further in it, though, because some weird stuff happens, some really interesting, strange things. Like, they start to actually play on the fact that you playing the game is not the same person as the character you're controlling.
Oh, yeah.
And they start doing some really interesting, weird things.
That's good. I mean, I got past that, like, rock boss guy. I mean, it's still super early on. I've gotten to the... Oh, you know what pissed me off enough to put the fucking thing down? All right. Not only is this obnoxious, like, thing where you have to have that guy and the dog following you through the forest, but if you get to the end of that and don't win the fight, it doesn't start you over at the fucking fight. It starts you over leading the goddamn obnoxious old man and his dog through the forest.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not liking the amount of grinding that it seems like you have to do, because I don't want to grind in console games.
Especially if you want to get a lot of the side quests, there's a lot of grinding, because there's, like, a couple side quests that you can't get unless you, like, catch this one monster fish with the fishing skill, which you can't do until your fishing skill is, like, 70. So, and the fishing mini game is so goddamn boring.
Yeah, I mean, that's important, though. If it's a fishing minigame, it has to be boring. We gotta go. We're late, and Insurgency's ready to pick up. So this handoff might be fucked up, because I have absolutely no idea what point in our conversation you guys are actually hearing right now, but when I cut off the stream, it's gonna stop broadcasting wherever. So you might miss some of the Grand Funk Railroad here. But all right, we'll see you Monday. Riff, see you Thursday.
See ya.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. What kind of feeling? I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. Ah, what kind of feeling? I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. Ah, what kind of feeling? I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.